Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
Let's do this, folks. This is a collab you never know you wanted, but you're going to have it anyway.
I'm not sure I wanted it. Did you want this?
I'm miserable right now.
See, that's my goal as a podcast.
Someone told me there'd be chocolate. And there's no chocolate.
What kind of chocolate? Special chocolates?
Cookies.
Sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. This is a collab that you never knew you wanted, but we're going to do it for you anyway. This is a Chat and Cheese podcast collaboration from Transform Day 2. How do you get, you guys are veterans, how do you keep the stamina going?
That's a very good question. Yeah.
Legally.
Literally.
Pace yourself, a lot of naps.
It is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Yeah. That's the big key. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Don't come the first day, drink your ass off, gamble your ass
rookie
off.
Rookie mistakes.
Yeah, that's rookie shit. You can't be doing that.
Balance the meds, you know, balance the meals.
Yes.
Balance the time.
Yeah.
You'll make it.
Be careful on the gummies.
We're professionals. Ooh.
Yeah,
we're 20 be careful plus on the gummies. Veterans in this game.
And you guys are veterans, so I'm going to fangirl here for a moment here. I just want to thank both you guys for paving the way for folks like myself to represent in this market, to have our voices shine, but more importantly, have our guest voices shine and shed a light of great thought leaders within the industry. So thank you guys for paving the road, and also about the relationships and bringing in sponsors and making those sponsors shine as well too. So thank you guys. So I'm done with the nice talk.
Thank God.
Fuck that.
I was tearing up over here. I'm getting verklempt.
What makes Transform special? This is my first. You guys have done this before.
My first, actually.
No,
yeah,
our first. Yeah, our first. Which is,
show,
which is,
right?
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, I mean, so it was funny. Joel actually asked me earlier what makes this better than any show. I just think that there's big differences between, there's some likenesses between this and Unleash, but I still think there's a huge difference because, like, 70% of the freaking sponsors and the booze, I haven't seen anywhere else.
Yeah. Right, so it's bringing a different. Is it a different caliber, a different sector of the industry, different voices?
There's so much in this industry.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one. HR Tech gets a shit ton of sponsors and also startups and vendors, blah, 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 right? But they don't get them all, right? Neither does Unleash. Neither does Wreckfest.
It makes you appreciate how big this space is.
Yeah, it's a big damn
guys
space.
Guys like us who've been around for so long can walk into an exhibit hall and say, who the fuck are those
also
guys?
Helps you understand play. For HRTA people that this is a noisy fucking industry, right?
Yes.
If we come into a space like this and we don't even, I mean, come on, man.
So how do you,
we live this stuff and we don't know these companies. So imagine a customer, how do they make sense of that? Now we try to, on our show, make sense of it for people, but it's immense. The biggest challenge for most of these companies is cutting through the clutter and getting noticed.
So let's talk about that word that's
right,
cutting through. It's AI.
We're going to be walking.
He's going to spin us around over
here. We're walking.
So if you open up your ears for 2 seconds, you cannot go a second without hearing AI. AI, AI, AI.
Yep.
Like
it's
my show, you guys talk to a lot of thought leaders. How are you helping your listeners decipher and understand? And by listeners, it could be vendors, it could be recruiters, it could be candidates, whoever's listening to the Chat and Cheese Show or the podcast. How do you decipher what the hell AI is?
It's all about being able to do due diligence, and for the most part, most of these companies have no fucking clue what that even means without AI, right? So they've got to get companies in who specialize in the tech stack and AI, right? So they have to get somebody who knows, because if they don't, they're going to be buying shit they never wanted.
Like, how do you decipher between what's a check the box, or what is, like, necessary for your tech stack? Or maybe your tech stack has so many pieces in it, you don't even need it.
Well, then you don't need it. You don't need it.
Yeah.
But
ultimately, AI means nothing. It's what is the solution.
Yep.
What the problem is that you're looking
outcome.
To solve, and is AI the right solution? Or maybe it's an existing, we'll call
or
it a
is
Web
it
2 tech piece.
Is it vaporware?
That's
where the due diligence comes in, right? Because there's a lot of fucking vaporware. Eightfold. That's out there. So I don't know. What about you? Because you're seeing a lot of this too.
I'm having a lot of conversations with the AI folks too, and I think it really boils down to what is the problem that the company is looking to solve, or how could AI help make it more efficient, faster, better, to give a better candidate experience and empower the internal recruiters to do a better job with the human elements of recruiting, which is really, you guys are, all three of us are recruiters, we're people leader, we're in the space. So do we need it? Could it make our jobs better? And I think that's really what it's all about. What the fuck are these assholes doing in our space?
Everybody
we're
going to
keep
out.
Standing. Well, we can
get
stand.
Out. Get out.
Evan.
Get out.
Out.
This guy. So let's talk podcasting for a minute here.
Okay.
Let's give us the stats here. How long have you guys been doing this?
Seven years.
7 years this month.
7 years. Yeah.
Mazel tov on that one. And how did Chad meet Cheese? How did Harry meet Sally over here? Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to switch over
it
there.
It is a very, very sexy story. No, not really. Literally, we're just in the same space, man. And we're both from, he spent time in Cleveland. I grew up south of Cleveland in Mansfield. So we had like a quick bond, especially over sports, Ohio
very
State.
Quick.
Very quick.
He's very quick.
He's sexy.
He moves quick.
Yeah.
And I love the chemistry. I mean, listen, like, I've been studying you guys for a while. I'm an avid listener, and it's a chemistry. Do you think that you could do it as well, as successful, without each other as a solo show?
No.
So, and I'll give you a great example. I don't know if you've ever heard of the radio show Bob and Tom. It was a big morning drive time show that
local
was syndicated.
Show.
Yeah, which was syndicated all across the U.S. Bob and Tom, right? Two incredibly different voices. They were incredibly successful, and they were successful because they were funny. We're not that funny, but they were funny.
You guys are funny.
And they were no bullshit. And it was like, we could do that, right? Mm. What does it sound like if you go to a conference, you've had a few drinks, like after Transform? What does it sound like if you're talking to your buddy and having some beers, right? That's what we wanted our podcast to
sound
like.
I think it's important to note that we were friends. Yeah. Long before the podcast, right?
So you had the rapport, you had that jive, you had that snarkiness between you.
The chemistry was there, and there's too many people that start a podcast by just someone they know, or, hey, I met someone, like, why don't we start a podcast? If you start without the foundation of we get along with each other, you're doomed to fail, because that is eventually going to come out as
you're trying to create something.
This is work.
Dude, let's actually talk about that for a second. I think a lot of people, and we all talk about PodFade, let's talk PodShop for a little bit here. I give everyone credit who wants to give this thing a try.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys have been doing it seven years. I've been doing it 5 years. This is a grind. This is a business. And if you don't have the stamina to do it, and if you don't have the why behind it, that's what it's about. So what's your why? We're getting philosophical here as we're all tired. And like, why do you guys do this shit?
Money's pretty much my why.
But that's okay.
My why is, why do this? We do this because most people, there's so much fluff, pomp and circumstance in this fucking industry. Nobody cuts through the clutter and actually says what they mean, because you're in HR, right? So it's like, my why was like, we need to fill that gap. And the very first time we went to Sherm Talent, I always thought that like the old HR ladies wouldn't like us because we're two dumb white dudes who were being dumb white dudes. But, you know, we've got some experience. They loved it. And they were saying, you're saying what we've been thinking and talking in small circles about for 30 years, and we're glad that somebody's finally doing it.
And I think that's why we're aligned, and that's why it was most important, because I felt you guys, we had the same vibe here. I go by this mantra of just off the cuff.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it real. We're going to talk shop, but let's really lift up the hood and say what we really want to say that maybe, as you said before, we're kind of scared to say, but we're going to create a safe space for it and add the right amount of snark.
Too many people try to be just everything to everybody.
Then you're nothing to nobody.
We could give a shit. Like, we are who we are. That's going to attract a lot of people.
Unapologetic.
But some people are going to be turned off, offended, whatever, and that's okay. Do not go into podcasting think you're going to be liked by everybody. In fact, if you're not hated by someone, you're doing it wrong.
I grew up inspired by Howard Stern. Before I got into recruiting, I worked at SiriusXM for 5 years, and I grew up a New Yorker. Howard Stern's my lifeblood, and that's the way I approach it. In my opinion, best interviewer to walk the face of the earth, because he turns an interview into a conversation.
Yes.
And you guys do a great job of that, too. And I think that's really about what this space is. There are a lot of HR shows, and they're boring as fuck. They're boring. So you keep it real. What advice would you give podcasters out there to help find their voice?
If they haven't already found it before the podcast, I mean,
give it up.
I'm not sure a podcast is going to help you.
No. Well, there are a lot of people who have ideas and opinions, and that's great. But the thing is, the reason why Chad and Cheese actually worked, which I'm sure is the reason why Paz does, is because there was a gap. Somebody was not there doing what we're doing now. We identified that gap. I mean, after listening to a bunch of boring-ass HR
Sleepers.
Podcasts, right? Noise. We thought, okay, we can do this, and people are going to hate us in some cases, but who gives a shit? Let's just have fun.
But being polarizing is a benefit, too.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. You guys have a good business model going.
And you should literally go into podcasting thinking, okay, if I'm a year into this and 10 people are listening, would I still do it?
Yes.
So don't do it for the listeners. Don't do it for the money, the fame, whatever. If that comes, great. Do it as if you're talking to one person and you'd still do it because you love it that much.
But we did go into this as a business. So we had a business plan on the way in. We committed a year right out of the gate. Yeah.
We
had
a landing
sponsors.
Page, pre-register. Yes. We had a sponsor before
we had
a lot of lessons learned from
least
your business plan.
At least 100 people had to say they would listen to our dumb voices, right, every week. And we also had sponsors on day one.
Yeah, we had to get one company give us any money. Yeah,
that's a tough one as well. I mean, I talk about it very openly. It took me almost a full year to break 200 listeners an episode, and then it hockey sticked up because I was learning on the fly.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have that business plan. I went into it. I like to say we fucking fucked around and find out and got to where we are today. But we had all those lessons learned. Yeah. But from a business perspective, I mean, I'm learning a lot from you guys, how to bring in the right sponsors. Is there, it's probably Evan calling me, like, does there have to be alignment with the sponsor? Or, as you said, are you just man whores that take anything that comes your way?
He's a man whore, that's for sure.
Does there have to be a line for the sponsor? I mean, I think ultimately, if you're doing it right.
Are you doing like dick pills?
You're going to attract sponsors that are in line with who you are, your message, your energy, etc.
Yeah.
And
we have turned down people, though.
Totally turned down people.
Yeah.
And we understand that our listeners trust us not to do business with fly-by-night, hack jobs. And part of understanding this expo and all the vendors is who has Chad and Cheese entrusted into being a sponsor with the show that I trust because these guys are giving it to me unfiltered. That's kind of the value to
the
sponsors. Well, if we I don't think we've ever been with someone that we didn't like, that we thought was a douchebag, that we thought was bad.
We've blacklisted
for customers.
Indeed, if they wanted to. I'm not saying they do because I doubt they do. If Indeed came to us with money, I don't care how much it is. We wouldn't fucking do it. ZipRecruiter, same thing.
Oh, don't even get me started.
There is a number. You know,
I mean, there's a fuck you number. Let's get
a solo show pretty quickly.
You know what though? There is
it's the Cheeseman monologue.
It's the Chad show.
Yeah.
I think there is an appetite for that. But how do you guys been doing this for a while? How do you continue to stay sharp and innovate? Or you don't?
It is
certainly for me. I think you as well. I mean, we always try to keep our finger on the pulse of the news. What's going on? People give us hey, did you hear about such and such? So early on, we just started a Facebook group with just us. And when we see something interesting, we put it on the feed. And at the end of the week, we okay, everything we collected, pick five. What are we going to talk about? And then we rank them, and then that's what we do. So we see something. We've trained ourselves to add it to the feed. So we don't have to think about memorize, what was all the news? We have it right there, and we can pick and choose what we want to talk about from the feed.
And the thing that is the most important is that we keep our wives happy. And
happy
mine's
wife.
Getting ready to get on stage, so we need to wrap that shit up.
Today's my 14-year wedding anniversary, and I'm here talking to you two guys, you two old white dudes over here. But for my audience, for the podcast audience, I want you guys to check out the Chad and Cheese show. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
Why the hell should my audience listen to you two?
If they give a shit about the industry, they should at least try one episode. If they care, if they like it, great. If they don't, great.
If they want an unfiltered commentary about the news of the day in our space, they should listen to our show. We're not bought by anybody. We're not a company affiliation for the show.
Independent contractors.
We aren't bought by anybody. We'll give it to you straight. ChadCheese.com. Subscribe today.
And absolutely. And for the Chad and Cheese audience out there, if you want a little bit of the raw, unfiltered, long-form interviews, I chop it up. It's what I do best. Check out thepodcast.com. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Thank you for the collaboration.
Thanks,
thank you for inspiring. And it's been fucking great to hang out and actually get to meet you guys and chill and laugh a little bit last night.
Love it.
Awesome.
We out.
Podcast Chad and Cheese out.
We out.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and is now taking over the U.S. by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's matchr.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Pawscast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepawscast.com.